Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lindsay Ostley with Ostley's Sunnyside Acres. Their upcoming hops harvest tour will be on August 4th. And Lindsay, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. You know, the summer is winding down, and this will be going on into your fourth year for the hops harvest tour. For our listeners, really quick, Ostley Sunnyside Acres is located north of Jamestown and just south of Carrington. And Lindsay, you guys have been growing hops for roughly how many years now?
This will be year four. So the hops are actually just reaching their full maturity now.
Oh, see, now how exciting is that? Because, you know, I think we've talked about Hops Harvest Tour every year leading up to now. So now individuals who have been on the Hops Harvest Tour before can come again and see some fully matured hops, it sounds like.
Yeah, and we're continually adding things to the farm as well. So if you haven't been here in the last year or so, there's been a lot of changes, so we'll kind of be showing that off on our tour, and we'll have our little farm store open, and there'll be a lot to see and do.
Absolutely. So, again, Lindsay, for our listeners, would you mind kind of explaining what hops is, because it's really not that well of a known crop for North Dakota?
Yeah, it's sort of new to the area. Hops are used in making beer. They actually have a very bitter flavor, and it helps to offset the very sweet flavor of the malt they use in beer. Mm. So different types of beer use different levels of bitterness, and like, say, an IPA is a very bitter beer, mm-hmm. so they use a lot of hops, whereas, like, oatmeal stout is a more sweeter beer that would more of a malty flavor.
So depending on then the recipe for a certain type of beer, they could use more or less hops then to balance with the malt in order to make the either bitter tasting beer or the more sweet tasting beer, right?
Yes, and different varieties of hops have sort of different aromas or flavors. So some might have kind of a citrusy flavor, whereas others might be more bitter. So they actually use two different types of hops in making a beer. There's a bittering hop and an aroma hop. The aroma kind of adds more of those delicate flavors, where the bittering hops is used to kind of offset that sweetness in the beer and just make it more bitter. We have Cascade in our hop yard. We have Glacier and Horizon. Those are all different varieties of hops. They won't be quite ready for harvest this year. We moved the date up, but they're in what we call the spur stage now. So the hops are little, tiny, little spiky balls at this point.
Okay. So. Awesome.
Something new to see.
Absolutely. So if people have been out to Ostley's Sunnyside Acres then before, you've probably seen the small acreage of hops they have there. And now they're, like you said, reaching that full maturity. So we're really encouraging individuals to get the next Hops Harvest Tour, which is this Saturday, August 4th, at Ostley's Sunnyside Acres, where they can learn more about the hops growing process and you know, harvesting process and everything like that, because you guys have to be getting ready and getting close to that too, like you said, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, we usually harvest right around Labor Day weekend. We're thinking this year it might be a little bit earlier because all the hot weather, everything's maturing a little bit early this season. But yeah, it's always, every year is a little bit different, and every year we learn more and get things figured out a little better.
Right,
so
right.
It's getting to be kind of exciting.
To have something like this in our area is even more exciting because it's right in our own backyards.
Yeah, people always like to see our mechanical harvester when they come out and the equipment we use to make the hops into pellets. So we'll talk about that on the tour. And this year we also got a new machine. We like little machines. This one taps the garlic for us. We might be able to demonstrate that one as well. And it saves us a lot of time.
That's awesome. So those are just a couple of the little highlights that they'll have on the Ostley Sunnyside Acres Hops Harvest Tour coming up this Saturday. Lindsay Ostley again with Ostley's Sunnyside Acres. Again, they are located 9 miles south of Carrington. And this will all kind of kick off at 10 o'clock. And there's a lot of other things happening this year too, Lindsay. It looks like you guys also have some children's entertainment in there too.
Yeah. Floyd Fever is going to come play the accordion. So that should be exciting for the kids. We're also going to have a lot of yard games and stuff just kind of available for people to play. Fargo Brewing is coming out again to do awesome beer samples. So we're very fortunate that they're willing to come all this way and be a part of our event. I'm trying to think what, oh, yes, we have a special guest coming to do a photo opportunity. Chewbacca is coming to take pictures with people.
I'm surprised we were able to get him. He's pretty busy up there in space.
Yeah, he is. But he said as long as we found a room with air conditioning, he would come.
He is, and you know, it's still summertime. You know, we're talking about the fall coming up soon, but Chewbacca's got to stay cool somehow. So that's so fun. Chewbacca, Floyd Fever. So there's going to be stuff there for the kids while the parents and the grown-ups do all the hops harvest touring and everything like that, and probably some of the sampling, because I believe you guys have done that in the past too, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's for grown-ups only. And then we will also have a pizza lunch from Johnny B's Brick House. We always like, they make just the best pizza there. And then I'd also like to mention that some people come from a long distance to attend our event.
Right.
So some people get there a little bit late, and that's okay. Mike and I can take them on a little tour later if there's parts they miss. We're also going to have a Simple Coffee out of Carrington is going to be serving coffee at the event, or I think more like ice drinks, like iced teas and things like that she'll have for sale. That's also something kind of nice we started doing last year. People really liked that. It's always a fun day.
Absolutely. Sure. And then you said as well, you'll have your Sunnyside Goods farm store open too.
Yeah, we should have some of our farm grown garlic for sale. We have a few other sort of gift shop items like books, and we'll have all that available. You know, the big thing is kind of the tour. Usually we kind of do a general tour of the farm, and then more specifically talk about the hops for quite a while and answer questions and show our system we have established for our hops.
Sounds like it's a ton of fun for the kids, for the adults, to check out just a really unique operation that we have, like I said, right here in our backyard, again, 9 miles south of Carrington. We should talk about, Lindsay, the cost to attend this and how people can get registered for it too, right?
Yeah. It's $25 for adults, $15 for kids. I have a website set up where people can buy tickets ahead if they want, or they can just pay at the door. So I guess we've been doing the event long enough now, we kind of know how many people to expect, and whichever way works for people. So awesome. And we do take credit cards. It's about a 40-minute drive from Jamestown, so less than an hour.
Yeah, it's not too far away. And like I said, something so unique like this in North Dakota would be worth checking out. And it looks like, Lindsay, you guys would appreciate some RSVPs. So if people want to find that link, they want to find more information on Ostley Sunnyside Acres or about the upcoming Hops Harvest Tour, where are some ways and how are some ways they can get more information about that?
I always post keep our Facebook page up to date, so you can just search on Facebook for Ostley Sunnyside Acres. We have a website. It's www.ostleyacres.com. If people can call and leave a message, it's 701-285-3344. We're not always in the house here, but if right. you leave a message, we'll call you back. And it's supposed to be pretty good weather that day.
Well, so. Yeah, fingers crossed for that, because we would love to, people would love to come out and check this out. Again, Ostley's Sunnyside Acres, the Hops Harvest Tour is this Saturday, August 4th, starting at 10 o'clock. Again, Ostley's Sunnyside Acres is 9 miles south of Carrington. And I guess for our listeners too, if they are looking for Ostley's, you can spell Ostley, O-S-T-L-I-E. So it's kind of a little rhyme there, actually. Is there anything else, Lindsay, that you wanted to mention about Hops Harvest Tour or about Ostley Sunnyside Acres before we wrap this up?
Well, I just appreciate everybody's support. I'm looking forward to Saturday, I guess.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.